Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Five.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. More hockey talk coming up, but obviously we started the day talking about community and the importance of continuing to improve our community. And Marty, I had the great pleasure of somehow meeting DeWitt Lee a couple of years ago. And he is really the person behind St. Brian Clothiers. And they have set up a wonderful opportunity for all of us to help young people in our community through the I Promise program, with the emphasis on prom in the middle of I Promise. And again, these are things that sometimes can be easily overlooked, the importance of confidence. At a time like this, you know, when you're going to proms, and we know what pressure is like on teenagers, right? And so this opportunity is for you to donate, you know, gently used suits, dress shoes, shirts, ties, all things of that nature. You can learn more about it at sabres.com. But St. Brian Clothiers is providing free prom suits and shoes to high school students while mentoring them towards a safe prom night. And so if you have these items at home, you can come down to the account services office at KeyBank Center and donate them there between now and May 23rd. And again, DeWitt is just, you meet people that just have it, right? Like they have a spirit about them, quite frankly, that is meant to enrich the lives of others, encourage others. And this is a really, really wonderful opportunity for anyone and everyone, quite frankly, to be able to just donate and pay it forward and help, you know, young people feel really great in the moment. I've donated a lot of different clothing items over the years through DeWitt's help. And it's just nice to always re-engage with him on talking points like this. So
no, I this is prom season. We all know. Well, yeah. I don't be honest with you. My prom was so long ago. I had a couple of them because I went to two different high schools.
Well, you are older than me, so it's even longer ago. Yes.
It was long, long ago. Prom wasn't as important back home as what I felt was for here. Like my kids, you know, got two that have graduated high school now. They've gone to prom. It was a big, important part of their high school experience. And we all want everybody to have good high school experience. There's enough, again, bad high school experiences that we want to choose love and give them good high school experiences. So this St. Brian Closiers is a great, I promise, with the emphasis on prom, as you pointed out, a great little program that helps so many at this time of year, because it's all happening now. Next couple of weeks, all the proms are going to be happening, and we want to make sure everybody is taken care of.
Prom is also part of the word promotion, and that is absolutely what Seth Appert earned from Rochester to Buffalo to be a part of the new staff under Lindy Ruff. Seth addressed the media for the final time from Rochester this morning.
It's a great opportunity to come in at like you said, at the ground level. What a cool moment for Lindy and his coaching career to come full circle from where he started, now gets to come and try to finish the job, so to speak. And so to have an opportunity to be part of that is wild, and it's exciting. And like I said, also with how many of the players that I've coached here in Rochester, but also there has been circumstances, I think, in three of my 4 years here in Rochester that has led me to time up in Buffalo on top of training camp. And so I have a really strong familiarity with all their roster, not just the guys that came through Rochester.
Many reasons to revisit Sabres.com, Amherst.com, team social channels today. Most importantly, to choose love. But if you missed any of Seth and of Jason and even some of the exit interviews that have happened from players the last couple of days, I would encourage you to check it out. What was your takeaway from Seth this morning? And unsurprisingly, based on his ability and passion to speak about the game with the media, pretty long session, close to 40 minutes this morning for Seth on his journey from Rochester to Buffalo.
Didn't Lindy say to us on this show yesterday, Seth likes to talk. So they've been having long meetings and lots of conversation. And I said, yeah, he's a goalie. He likes to talk about the game. He likes to break it down. He likes to see what would work better. He's thinking outside the box. But you know what? With Seth Appert, and that has been since day one for me, and that's why he is now in the NHL on a coaching staff, and I think he would have been, regardless of Buffalo or anywhere else, is his energy, his passion, his energy, his smile. I think what we're going to see is somebody on the bench on Lindy's staff that is always going to be talking to the players, that's always going to be pushing them to be better. And so whenever I get a chance to see Seth behind the bench or doing media interviews, the energy is right up there. In wins and losses, there's always great energy, positive energy moving forward. So I think it's going to be great. And he showed that again this morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Can't wait to see, you know, the evolution of Seth with Lindy and this coaching staff once the season begins this fall. But there's an awful lot of things to check off between now and then. And of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs are ongoing right now, yep. Marty. How about one word to describe the Dallas-Colorado series so far?
Depth. That's the depth of the Dallas Stars, right? They lose Roope Hintz late in the first period last night, and it doesn't even change their lineup, right? Because a little bit like Florida did the other day, they lost Sam Reinhart in the third period. Instead of moving all the pieces around, they elevated Kalaposo from the fourth line to play with Barkov, Verhaeghe. And it's like, look, just do your thing. It's Barkov and Verhaeghe's line. Like, don't worry about it. And Kyle had a good third period with those two guys, filling it for Sam Reinhart. So yesterday, Dallas loses Roope Hintz. And, you know, he's playing with Robertson and Stankoven. So now what do you do? Well, let's take Tyler Seguin from the third line, move him to the middle on the top line, and let's bring Evgeny Dadonov from the fourth line to now play on a third line. And we're going to roll it that way. Colorado, well, now they don't have Valeri Nichushkin, which is a big loss for them. But more importantly, I hope that the player and the person finds the help that he needs, now being suspended for 6 months after failing what many are reporting a drug test, having entered the player's assistant program before. This is a hard piece for Colorado. They happened last year in Seattle. They lost that series. Now it's happening against Dallas again. But Colorado doesn't have anything to match the depth of the Dallas Stars. I've said I wasn't buying Dallas because I felt like their depth was young and inexperienced. Well, they're kicking me in the you-know-what right now when you look at Wyatt Johnson, who's turning 21 today, and he was the best player on the ice, and Stankoven, and you know, even Jason Robertson is young. Like, they have so much youth and energy on that team that is putting Colorado really on their heels all over the ice.
100 people surveyed, top four answers on the board. What are people kicking you in? Because there are many options available here.
Well, because I'm a lot taller than people think, so they can only access the midpoint. So they're not kicking me in the face as you...
The teeth. Like, the teeth. Like, if you're sitting there hitting the buzzer, like, wouldn't you say, kicking me in the teeth?
No,
I don't know.
No, they're being kicked all over the place. And I was being kicked all over the place. This person on social media on X yesterday says, I really want Marty Biron to answer for his comments about Johnson and those guys being too young to perform in the playoffs. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I didn't respond, but all I wanted to say is, you're right. Like, I should never say that again.
Well, very, very, very quickly, staying in the West, because tonight obviously is Edmonton, Vancouver, and Pickard is expected. Yes. Is it confirmed?
It is. He was in the, everybody's saying it's confirmed. He was in the starter's net. I have not heard confirmation from Chris Knobloch yet.
Okay, but, so real quick on this, Marty, because you didn't appear in a Stanley Cup playoff game until your 30s.
Yeah.
Pickard is 32, and this will be his first start in a Stanley Cup playoff game.
Well, I'll say this. Luckily for me, I came in being the number one guy in Philly all year and expected to start game one of the playoffs against Washington in 2008. Calvin Pickard wasn't even in the NHL at the start of the season this year. It was Jack Campbell, Stuart Skinner, and Calvin Pickard was like, okay, maybe I'll get called up this year. And he got called up, and he played well, and now he's getting a start in the playoffs. That's happened a lot. Artur Shilovs with Vancouver, it's the same thing. Not in the NHL this year, played 9 NHL games, getting a good look in Vancouver. So depth is important. Listen, the Edmonton Oilers need to find a gear to really push Vancouver aside. They kind of done that, but not consistent enough where they've let Vancouver always kind of come back in and allow them a little bit too much ice. And I'm looking at not McDavid and Draisaitl. I'm looking at Evander Kane and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Warren Fogle and Dylan Holloway. I'm looking at Nurse and CeCe on the back end. Like, there's some guys that need to step up, and that's going to help Calvin Pickard.
Yes. Whether the Oilers can ultimately outscore, if you want to say, their problem, behind the blue line, I don't know. I think they're certainly capable of it. That is a playoff leading point getter, Leon Draisaitl, by the way, that you failed to mention, that most people fail to mention because everybody just likes to default to McDavid. But not only this year, Draisaitl has more points in his playoff career than Connor at this point in time. Can it change
and
in a period?
And I love this quote about goaltending. It was a little cocky by Leon Draisaitl, and he said, you know, Artur Shilov is giving you guys good goaltending. You're struggling to score. And he goes, hitting post is not good goaltending. And I would agree to disagree, saying, hey, if you hit the post, that's because that's all you got. But the Oilers hit a ton of post in game three, obviously. And Draisaitl thinks it's not good goaltending when you hit post.
We shall see whether there's more clarity on that series or it's even up by the end of this night, later this evening. Maybe some Eastern Conference talk when we come back on Sabres Live.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.